Yes, it is still a mixed picture. I mean, basically, a mission by the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program to Zimbabwe to look at production in 2010 and then looking forward to 2011 found, for instance, that the area planted under maize, which is Zimbabwe's main staple, increased by 20% in 2010 to the highest level in 30 years. Production rose 7% over production in 2009. Therefore, although they planted 20% more, production actually only went up 7%. So overall, this means that although the harvest, the cereal harvest, is much better than the disastrous harvest of 2008, it's improved 7% over the harvest of 2009, Zimbabwe still cannot feed itself, and therefore in the coming year they will need to feed 1.68 million people, that's more than 10% of the entire population, with food assistance, which will have to be brought in by international organizations, and this is mainly to feed the poorest of the poor in Zimbabwean society.
Tell us a little more about that international assistance. Considering the political situation there, it would seem that that might be difficult. So what went on?
Well, what's gone on is that there has been a continued commitment to funding humanitarian operations in Zimbabwe, including food assistance. But the problem is that many donors are still not providing development aid. We are confident that our donors, who in the past years have provided hundreds of millions of dollars to WFP for life-saving operations in Zimbabwe, will continue to support our operations there. But there is a notable reluctance to provide development assistance, even despite the fact that there is a unity government.
It appears that you'll need about 133,000 tons of food assistance to feed those 1.68 million people. Will that food come from surrounding countries? Are you buying locally, or do you have to bring that in internationally?
What we would hope to do, and especially as Zimbabwe borders on South Africa, and there's another record harvest coming up in South Africa now, what we would hope to do is buy it as close to Zimbabwe as possible, because that obviously brings down transport costs, etc., and means that we can feed more people with the same amount of money. However, some donors prefer to give us in-kind food assistance, and we wouldn't refuse that. The United States, for instance, is a very large donor to our operations in Zimbabwe, so we would take both, but we would prefer, if possible, to have cash, as that enables us to buy locally and help the regional economy develop.
Now, we hear a lot about UN agencies having trouble meeting their budgets in this tough economic time. Are you feeling any financial pinch concerning Zimbabwe?
We have not so far. I mean, as I've said, donors have contributed generously to humanitarian operations in Zimbabwe for many years, and we don't see that declining. Basically, what will happen now is that we will have talks with the government and other partners about how we are going to feed these 1.68 million people in the coming year, and then we will look at what kind of programs we're going to launch, and then we'll launch an appeal specifically asking for a certain amount from donors. But for instance, WFP's current operation in Zimbabwe, which finishes at the end of November, is more than 90% funded, so we have seen a good response from donors.